You know, it's been a lot of fun to watch the growth of the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, the DEC, they call it. Started 7 or 8 years ago downtown, then jumped to, you know, another place in Addison and Oak Lawn. And a couple of years ago, opened up a location in the southern sector in near Redbird Center, at Redbird Center. And recently they brought in a new senior director, Demetra Brown, to head up that effort and a lot more, and she joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. How are you?
I'm well. The question is, how are you? When I think of the DEC, I always think of, you know, sort of hands-on and mentoring and co-working space. And how does that work in a pandemic?
Well, hey, you are spot on. You know, the pandemic kind of took over things for us in March and really changed the way we do a lot of things. But fortunate for us, technology has been a great asset. So effective in March, we launched our Fast Start mentoring program, and we were able to utilize a virtual platform called Cooper to continue connecting mentors and mentees on a one-to-one basis. And we've actually been able to scale that program. We have over 130 mentor-mentee connections that have been made here in the North Texas area. And as far as co-working, we've been able to maintain keeping our space open for the most part at the DEC at Redbird. And so our members still have access to our space and are able to continue running their businesses.
Well, the DEC's a 501c3, so you're a not-for-profit, but that's not to say you don't need cash and cash flow. And I know, ideally, these people, these entrepreneurs are renting space from you. So has the cash flow kept up, or have you had to get some more benefactors?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is our members have continued to support their membership. And in instances, it has been at a reduced rate, but our philanthropic community has been a great support with keeping us where we need to be able to serve small businesses. So most philanthropic organizations recognize this is a critical time for small businesses, and they are definitely, you know, making the effort to fund organizations like ours to ensure that we're able to continue to, you know, support those founders.
Yeah, I know you're new there in essence, but I know you know the history of it. I'm just curious if the function of the DEC has changed. There's been so much pressure on small businesses. Either they don't have any business or they don't have access to cash. I would think they need mentoring more than ever before.
Definitely. You know, if you think about our number one program offering in this climate, it has been the mentorship program. That Fast Start mentorship program has enabled us to go out and recruit mentors who are C-suite executives or established and successful entrepreneurs in their own right, and to connect them to folks who are really trying to figure out, how do I navigate this pandemic? And so, you know, with having that virtual platform stood up that still allows that one-to-one intimate connection, we've been able to continue that, and if not grow it, in light of this pandemic. So mentorship continues to be the heart of how we're going to help businesses stabilize and grow once we get out of this pandemic and into the recovery phase. But the mentorship element is critical to what we're doing. And we also have a personal touch. We have a mentorship program manager that is there as well, working alongside that technology to make sure those matches are what they need to be fruitful for those mentees and small business owners.
You know, small business owners, that's the key. Because I always think, when I think of the DEC, I always think of startups and somebody with a great idea. They go someplace and somebody helps them turn it into, you know, a company. But you're dealing with existing companies too, right?
Yeah, we are leaning in pretty strong to our philanthropic side and working with small business owners who are running everything from, you know, product-based businesses where they have a printing company, as well as businesses that provide services, anything from consulting to music therapy is in our realm right now. And we're helping those businesses really just recover and adjust to what the pandemic has thrown at them. So We're still doing what we do to support those high-tech, high-growth businesses, but we are definitely leaning hard and being responsive to what the recovery is going to require to support small business owners who, as you mentioned, David, they're ailing right now, and there's some very specific needs that they have. Number one is funding, but of course, it's technical assistance around the support phase as well. So that mentorship is how we're serving that need. In addition, we're running programs out of our Redbird space virtually. So we're also having technical training sessions that are taking place. Most recently, athlete, we've partnered with Comerica Bank to do a series of boot camps called Business Sense Boot Camps. And we're deep diving into critical topics right now around financial management, around marketing, around pivoting. So that is also taking place, and that's how we're serving as well.
You know, I was curious about the locations. Like I say, Deck started, everybody knows, you know, down in the west end, the sort of funky area, then, you know, Oaklawn and the Treehouse at an Addison, and now Redbird. What you're seeing, I guess, different kinds of businesses in each location?
Yeah, definitely. The makeup of the businesses are distinct depending on the area. You know, what we're seeing out of Redbird is, you know, businesses who have been with us for the past couple of years. You know, we're going on our 2-year anniversary. We will be celebrating this Friday virtually. And so we have business owners that have been with us since our inception. And those businesses have, you know, been blessed to establish and stand up their businesses. And now they're looking to grow. They're looking to figure out what are the pivot strategies that are going to be necessary to weather this current climate. But beyond that, how do I go to that next stage? How do I scale? And so that looks very unique, you know, from what we've done on the West End, but nonetheless, the needs are pretty similar from what folks are talking about right now. Capital, 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 and technical assistance.
Tell me about your home down there. We've also followed the development of Redbird. Peter Brodsky's an old friend. He's been on the show. It's been a long haul, you know, sort of resurrecting Redbird and the whole area down there. So the deck's been there for 2 years. You're a veteran, I guess, of the area. How's it look?
Hey, it's coming along. It looks really great. There are some new businesses surrounding the mall on the exterior, a new shoe store, Starbucks. There's a lot of development happening on the outside with the apartment complex that's being stood up as well. So we're really excited to be a part of this transition and the redevelopment. And we're really looking forward to the thriving businesses that are going to be there as well. So it's a great thing to be a part of. The mall team there, the management team has been great in helping to help, you know, understand our business needs and what our members are needing in this time. And it's just been a great relationship for us as we really establish our footprint, because the deck at Redbird that is located in the redevelopment is our central hub in the southern sector. So it's a critical part of our strategy to make sure we're serving entrepreneurs in that part of the city.
Are they coming to you? Or are you going to them? Are you having to go out and make yourself known in the community?
Yeah. So, you know, the interesting thing is we're in this pandemic, and so COVID has limited the way that we're able to go out and touch people. So we are doing some outreach virtually and utilizing social media. But one of our strategies going into 2021, as those restrictions start to ease back as it relates to the pandemic, is we've hired an outreach manager. And so we're committed to going out into the community to understand what are the needs of the business owners that are surrounding us and how do we engage them with a lot of our programs and the assistance that we're going to be offering in the year ahead. So that is definitely a strategic part of what we're planning to do in 2021.
So your roots are in sort of conventional retail. Target, I know you were JCPenney, Regis Corporation. How's this different? Do you like it?
I love it. You know, the last 3 years, I was working with a global nonprofit called Generation, founded by McKinsey and Company in 2015. So I was working in workforce development, primarily working with employers to understand their talent needs, understanding the talent gap, and also how do we help close that gap by connecting them to young adults who have a need and who are looking to develop a skill set and to get into new careers that traditionally there's a lot of barriers to, such as IT or cloud computing. And so that's my background, building those relationships, serving employers, and also serving the community as far as young adults. This next phase for me is about understanding wealth creation and how we help close that gap around economic opportunities. The reason I joined the DEC Network is because I believe ownership is a critical element to building generational wealth, whether that be home ownership or business ownership. And so the DEC has a history of helping businesses stabilize and grow from an economic impact standpoint, and I want to be a part of that. So that's critical for me as far as what my why is, so to speak.
Well, it's good you're there, because the projections out of this pandemic of the loss of small businesses, some of it is just staggering. I mean, they're talking about 25% to 35% of small businesses that that may close down because of this.
Yeah, I was looking at some recent reporting from our region, You know, it's down about 21% as far as businesses that were reporting sales last year compared to this time this year. So we're to a certain degree in real time able to understand a little bit of this impact, but we believe the loss is going to be, you know, well felt. However, you know, a previous recession in 08, a lot of businesses were started in that time coming out of that recovery. So we're hoping to be a resource for folks who are also looking to start. So it's not just about, you know, helping folks that are already up and going with their businesses, but how do we help reduce barriers to help people start businesses as well?
Well, the DEC's always done good work, but boy, it's especially important right now. And it's good that you've, you know, you've got all the infrastructure there ready, and we wish you all the luck in the world. Demetra Brown, Senior Director for the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, the DEC. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Ms. Brown, please go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.